Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. People being tested after contaminated needles distributed. Approximately 40 people have been affected by an infection prevention and control, IPAC, LAPS, said the RISO Access Network in a January 26 release. An infection prevention and control, IPAC, LAPS occurs when there is deviation from IPAC best practices resulting in possible infectious disease. The RISO Access Network distributes harm reduction supplies to people who use drugs, and discovered the risk of exposure when a staff member found new and used equipment in a labeled, clear container of individual, single-use needles in the harm reduction room. The risk of potential exposure is limited to people who requested an individual needle. There is no risk to people who accessed full packages or other supplies. Approximately 40 people have been affected by this IPAC lapse, said Heidi Eisenhower, executive director at RISO Access Network. The agency has taken immediate action to inform anyone who has potentially been exposed hepatitis C virus, hepatitis B virus, and human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, and to encourage testing and offer support to anyone who may need it. Read the full story here. Sudbury woman dies after snowmobile goes through ice. A Sudbury woman who set out on a snowmobile last night to meet ice fishing friends on a lake near Parry Sound has died. Ontario Provincial Police said 29-year-old Heather Lockwood was confirmed deceased after the snowmobile she was driving went through the ice of Ostler Lake in Seguin Township during the heavy snowfall Wednesday night. An autopsy is expected to be performed in Sudbury within a few days to determine the precise cause of death. OPP Const. Joe Scully said few details can be confirmed at this point, but it appears that Lockwood had set out on a snowmobile to meet up with friends who were ice fishing on Ostler Lake. Police were told that Lockwood did not show up at a pre-planned location. Read the full story here. Court rejects Thornlow's $9.8 million claim against Laurentian. A judge has rejected an appeal of a decision to deny a $9.8 million claim by Thornlow University against Laurentian University. The appeal was heard by Chief Justice Jeffrey Morovitz in November, but he only issued his decision on January 19. Thornlow University is one of three educational institutions on Laurentian's campus that were formerly federated with LU. However, the situation changed after Laurentian declared insolvency in early 2021, which was followed by LU legally severing ties with Thornlow, as well as Huntington University and the University of Sudbury, in early May 2021. This resulted in Laurentian removing all of Thornlow's courses from its curriculum. Overnight, Thornlow went from a teaching university with courses, faculty and students in its courses, to a university with no courses and soon to be terminated faculty and staff, said a motion record submitted by Thornlow in relation to the appeal. Read the full story here. Public to be consulted on changes to fire, paramedic stations. Multiple in-person public meetings and online engagement sessions will launch by the end of February in reaction to proposed changes to Greater Sudbury's fire, paramedic stations. It's important to inform before consulting, City Communications Director Marie Letalian told City Council during Tuesday's meeting. We're informing, but also we're bringing questions and we're learning more. The public engagement sessions come as a result of a motion by Ward 7 Coun. Natalie Labbe last month following public backlash regarding a long-awaited report on the city's emergency services infrastructure, most of which hasn't changed much since amalgamation in 2001. During Tuesday's City Council meeting, the city's elected officials approved a plan for the city to organize a series of in-person open houses at fire stations affected by the consolidation recommendations, including those at Falconbridge, Valcarran, Hanmer, Beaver Lake, Wanapite, Coniston and Copper Cliff. Read the full story here. Biggest snow day of the year hits Bell Park on February 4. The City of Greater Sudbury invites residents to a free outdoor family celebration on Snow Day, Saturday, February 4 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. near the Grace Hartman Amphitheater in Bell Park. Activities will include snowshoeing, skating, snowboarding and much more. There will be a warming area and fire pits, free hot chocolate, entertainment and change tables and nursing stations for families with babies and young children. Transportation to Bell Park will be free of charge aboard Greater Sudbury Transit when passengers inform the bus operator they are attending Snow Day. Free helmets and equipment for activities will be available for loan at Bell Park. Meals and snacks may be purchased from food vendors. Brace for a bitter wind chill this morning. Expect a high of -3 today and increasing cloudiness as the day goes on. There is a 40% chance of flurries in the afternoon. The wind will become southerly at 30 km per hour, gusting to 50 this afternoon, so brace yourself for a wind chill of -23 this morning and -10 this afternoon. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, expect periods of snow and an overnight low of -14.